talked to the police at your apartment, you told them that there were four roommates upstairs and then the person in the basement, correct?
Yes.
And four of you were home, but Isar wasn't home, right? But the police wanted to talk with Isar or know where Isar was, didn't they?
Yes.
And you thought you knew where Isar might be,
didn't you? I'm not sure I know that, but he used to tell me that he went to his girlfriend's house.
Okay. Did he ever explain that he would go to his cousin's house?
No, he never mentioned that he went to his cousin's house. He told me that he went to his. Yeah, once in a while, when we meet, he said he went to his girlfriend's house.
Okay. Now, you went to a different apartment in South Park to get a phone number, right?
Because I was worried because we cannot get out of the house. That's why I think I'm going to help.
Going to help the police?
Yes.
Do you remember the name of anybody at the house you went to get the phone number from?
No, I don't remember what apartment they
are.
Okay.
I didn't remember the exact apartment number, but I just knew that they were on the left side of the complex.
Why did you think they might know where Isar was?
Because they are the same ethnic, the same color.
Because they were both color.
Yeah, they are color.
And in fact, you were right. They gave you a phone number, didn't they? Now, in speaking about all of this today, do you remember if you called that phone number or if you gave it to the police? Is it possible that you called the number for the police? Is it possible that you got an address on that phone call and gave it to the police?
I don't remember if I called, but eventually I gave it to the police.
Gave what to the police?
Phone number.
Okay. Do you remember?